to another, it's the idea of setting aside the whole idea of career. In other words, it's the what a radical idea to please me. What a radical idea to let my life queue up for me the next idea of the way I will spend my time, and then follow my bliss into the creation of that. If we were standing in your physical shoes, feeling good would be our dominant intention. And so now we're going to go back to the precise question that you ask. How does one know when it's time to move on or change careers? And we say, and as you hear us, even today, we've been talking about how you can stand right where you are and reach for better feeling thoughts and do a better job of coming into alignment with who you are. And there is the potential of extracting more and more and more and more of what is wanted from right where you stand. You don't have to move from relationship to relationship or from career to career. However, if we were standing in any of your physical shoes, we would not narrow the arena from which we are extracting our joyful experience. And therefore, we would really play down the idea of career, and we would really play up the idea of being a broad player in a broad world with so much potential there to surprise and delight you. In other words, we think that if we were in your physical experience, that the label that we would apply to ourselves rather than physician or chef or career person, the label that we would apply would be, I am a successful, joy-seeking and finding being, period. People say, what do you do? We would say, whatever appeals in the moment. If they say, No, I mean for a living. We'd say, so did I. Whatever appeals in the moment. And they'd say, but what about all that preparation and all that leading to, you're giving that up? No, I use that as the platform from which to launch into more joy. That's as good as it gets. Of course, you can discover that you can have some of all of it. In other words, very often we're visiting with people who want to be authors or musicians, and they think that they have to set everything that they're aside, so that they can then do that. And we say, you have much more flexibility in your schedules than most of you allow. In other words, you could have some of all of it if you wanted to, and you might find that some of all of it would be the most satisfying of all.
Sort of a parallel tract of less of one and more of the other, and some sort of balance?
Until you are confident that everything that you want from this idea of what you call career is available through the new idea as well as the old idea. In other words, the potential for value, the potential for upliftment, the potential for financial remuneration, the potential is as great with one as it is with the other. And as long as you know that, you see. And this is an opportunity, and we've sort of played around with this all day already here today. This is an opportunity for you to really acknowledge that pleasing yourself is what is inspiring the behavior, not calculating what others think you should do. In other words, if you were to present this possible scenario to most people could not let go of the price you've paid already to get to where you are. Here is the best story that we can give you about this. There are two stories that tell the same story. A man had achieved great financial success and then lost it all suddenly. And he was complaining to us that he didn't have time to start over, that it had taken him years to amass his fortune, and it had disappeared almost overnight. And now he did not have the time to start again and achieve again. And we said to him, the achievement of the physical trappings is such a minuscule part of this story. In all that you've lived through the knowing what you don't want and knowing what you do want, you have parlayed your vibration into a place, into a vibrational point of attraction, and that is your